Welcome to the Jazz Focus. My name is John Clark, and we are here together on WETF, the jazz station in South Bend, Indiana. Heard worldwide on Jazz Radio, WETF.org. Thank you for joining us again this week. Today we're going to be focusing on a little subset of recordings that feature the pianist Errol Garner. Errol Garner was born in Pittsburgh in 1921, an African-American player who developed a really remarkable piano technique, virtuoso level, although he never learned to read music, which sort of limited his abilities to play in other bands. He was primarily known as a solo player or playing in a trio. Various recordings in the 1950s and 60s were quite popular, and they were used as mood music and other things, although they were always of a very high musical quality. Early in his career, though, he did play with several bands and recorded with several bands. He was sort of a proto-bebopper, although he never identified himself that way, and his style really transcended any one jazz style. He seemed to have an affinity for jazz saxophone players, or they with him. We're going to be listening to a selection of recordings he made with several of the great jazz saxophone players of the middle to late 1940s, including Don Byas, Charlie Parker, Lucky Thompson, Wardell Gray, and Georgie Ault. All different styles from swing to almost a big band style through straight ahead bebop. We started out with Cool Blues, arguably the best known of the tracks we're going to be hearing today. That was done with the Charlie Parker Quartet in 1947, February 19th of 1947. And that was done for Dial Records in Hollywood. And the band at that point was Errol Garner on piano, Red Callender on bass, and Doc West on drums, along with Charlie Parker on alto sax. And of course, that was his tune, Cool Blues, one of his standard blues renderings of his various phrasings and so forth that were really well beyond anybody's at that point. And he's matched by Errol Garner, which is unusual. Garner was a stylist even at that point, very early on in his career at the age of 25 or 26, and he had no trouble asserting his own musical style and personality, even with a dominant player like Charlie Parker there. Then we heard the great Jerome Kern ballad, Smoke Gets in Your Eyes, which was done by the Don Byas Quartet, recorded for Arista, one of the many small labels that were active in the middle to late 1940s in New York. And that recording was made in November of 1945 and featured the Don Byas Quartet, as I said, Don Byas on tenor sax, along with Harold Garner on piano, Slam Stewart on bass, and, again, Harold Doc West on drums. He got around a bit, and that was done in New York City. So Garner was here, there, and everywhere. We're going to spend the next set going back and forth between those two recording sessions. Kind of an interesting juxtaposition. We have one or two people in common in the quartet, the drummer and the piano player. Very different saxophone players, and very different bass players, too, for that matter. So we're going to start out with one of the Don Byas recordings. We're going to hear Humoresque, taken from the Dvorak melody, which was developed into a pop tune at the time. Then back to Charlie Parker and This Is Always, which will feature a vocal by Earl Coleman, who was in the tradition of Billy Eckstine, the deep-voiced black ballad singers of the period. He was better than most and was a good jazz singer as well. Then another jazz tune, Bird's Nest, with Charlie Parker. It says that it was based on I Got Rhythm in the Notes. It really wasn't. It's a different bridge, so it's a sort of a compilation or a compendium of different tunes that Bird put together for this tune. Then we're going to hear the other Earl Coleman vocal, Dark Shadows, which is a tune, I should mention, This Is Always, the earlier one, was by Harry Warren and Mack Gordon, and Dark Shadows was a tune by Shifty Henry, a fellow who was well-known in the bebop circles at the time. Then we're going to finish up with two more tunes by the Don Byas Quartet, Slamboree, which features Slam Stewart, and the tune from about 15 years earlier that served as one of Bing Crosby's theme songs, Wrap Your Troubles in Dreams. So this is Errol Garner featured with the Charlie Parker Quartet and the Don Byas Quartet, with Don Byas on Humoresque, with Charlie Parker on This Is Always, Bird's Nest and Dark Shadows, and back to Don Byas on Slamboree and Wrap Your Troubles in Dreams, all featuring Errol Garner. Thank you.
wasn't sometimes. This is always. This isn't maybe. This is always. This is love. The real beginning of forever. This isn't just midsummer madness. A passing glow, a moment's sadness. This is love. I knew it on the night. Tied a string around my heart. How can I forget you? With every kiss, I know that this is
thank you.
baby's gone away. Where to, she didn't say. What am I gonna do? I just can't hide my foolish pride. Baby, I'm still in love with you. Why don't you drop a line? They tell me you're doing fine. My days are oh so blue. I just can't hide my foolish pride. Baby, I'm still in love with you. Why did you leave? Why make me grieve? Am I to suffer this way? Will I ever breathe a sigh? Please, darling, won't you try to believe me when I say I was wrong? Dark shadows haunting me, nothing but misery. I can't escape, it's so true. I just can't hide my foolish pride, baby. I'm still in love with you. Can't escape, it's so true. I just can't hide my foolish pride. Baby, I'm still in love with you. Thank you.
Garner bringing a very authentic and original piano style to his solos and accompaniment as well. And we started out with a tune by the Don Byas Quartet, recorded in November of 1945 for the Arista label. Arista. And that was a humoresque take on the Dvorak melody. And we ended up with two tunes from that same session, Slamboree and Wrap Your Troubles in Dreams, featuring Don Byas, great tenor saxophone player, and Errol Garner on piano, along with Slam Stewart on bass, featured obviously on Slamboree, doing his humming and singing and bowing technique there, and Harold Doc West on drums. I should mention that Garner made another session with the Don Byas Quartet in August 30th of 1945 for the Superdisc label, and he did 3 o'clock in the morning, Slamming Around, 1 o'clock Jump, and Harvard Blues, and I put those on a podcast on my Jazz Focus podcast station that was devoted to the Don Byas Quartet that recorded about 4 sessions in the space of about a month during that period, August and September into October of 1945, gives you a nice little picture of that. But this session was from only about a month later, so catches them at the same creative peak. So in between those tunes, we heard the 3 remaining tunes from the Charlie Parker Quartet session for Dial in February 19th of 1947, recorded on the West Coast. All these other recordings were done in New York. We heard This Is Always, featuring a vocal by Earl Coleman, Bird's Nest, and Dark Shadows with another vocal. And the band there was Red Calendar on bass, Errol Garner on piano, Doc West on drums, and Charlie Parker on alto sax. Very interesting playing in there. So we're going to go to a kind of a curiosity now. This is a home recording that was, we don't know really where it was made. It was suggested that this was made by Tim Rosenkrantz. It was known as Baron Tim Rosenkrantz sometimes. He was a jazz fan who recorded things in his own living room. And in fact, there's a wonderful mosaic set that just came out of Don Byas, and about three CDs worth of material is taken from Baron Tim Rosencrantz's living room. And he had a reasonably good recording setup in there, and the musicians were inclined to use those sessions as a way of working out new tunes. This tune we're going to hear right now is called Test Pilots. It's a blues. I actually chopped off the first 45 seconds or so because it was the band kind of rehearsing and trying to remember how the riff went that they ended up playing as the melody. It's credited to Thompson and Smith. Lucky Thompson is on tenor sax and Stuff Smith is on violin. Interesting combination there. With Errol Garner on piano and George Wetling on drums. Great Chicago drummer. So a very unusual mix of styles here. Bobby Pratt is also listed on trombone, although if he participates, he's pretty much in the background. These were released on the Selmer label, although again they were private recordings, done, we believe, on December 26th of 1944. It's actually was a two-sided recording that are spliced together, and we'll hear quite a lot of good playing. It's not a blues, I said it was a blues, but it's a bluesy composition with an interesting bridge that sounds like a bebop bridge, maybe even Dizzy Gillespie's bebop or something like that. And we will hear great solos by the tenor, the piano, and the violin. So we're going to start with that. Then we're going to go to two sides that were done out of four for the Guild label on February 7th of 1945 by Georgie Auld and his orchestra. Georgie Auld was a saxophone player, a white saxophone player, who came to prominence playing with Bunny Berrigan's early band, 1936 and 7. Then he went with the Artie Shaw band, was featured extensively with them. Then with Benny Goodman's sextet, with Cootie Williams, where he did some of his best recordings. And then he started his own band. He actually took over the Artie Shaw band at one point. And he had an unusual style. It sort of changed with the seasons. He was referred to as a chameleon-like soloist, which kind of sums it up. He could sound very much on tenor like Ben Webster or Coleman Hawkins. Sometimes he went into more of a Lester Young and a bebop style. He played on alto very much like Johnny Hodges, and on soprano, I guess he sounded more like Charlie Barnett than anybody else. So we're going to hear two tunes from that day, Georgie Porgy and In the Middle. Georgie Porgy, or Porgy, was a composition by Al Killian, the trumpet player, who arranged it. He also solos on that. In the Middle was an arrangement by Turk Van Lake of this tune that's credited to Georgie Auld. It's going to feature a Dizzy Gillespie solo on trumpet. And this is kind of an all-star orchestra. We'll have Billy Butterfield, Dizzy Gillespie, Al Killian, and Jimmy Roma on trumpets, John D'Agostino, Eli Robinson, and Trummy Young on trombone. Trummy Young takes the solo. Georgie Auld playing tenor mostly on these sides, but he also played alto and soprano in the ensembles. Musky Rufo and Gene Zanoni on altos. Al Cohn and Al Epstein on tenors. I believe it's Al Cohn playing the solo. Manny Albaum on baritone. Errol Garner on piano. Mike Bryan on guitar. Chubby Jackson on bass. And Shadow Wilson on drums. And we're going to hear, as I said, these two instrumental tracks. Interesting that Errol Garner was in this group. He, as I said, did not read music, but he was able to negotiate these tunes. He had a superb, in fact, a matchless musical memory. He could remember extremely long passages of music for a very long time, and so that aided him, obviously, in negotiating some of these charts. So that's going to be our set coming up. The Lucky Thompson Quartet, I guess we'd say, on Test Pilot, and then the Georgie Auld Orchestra on Georgie Porgy and In the Middle, all featuring Errol Garner on piano. I'm
Thank you.
Very different sessions. We started out with a home recording session done apparently at the house of Baron Tim Rosencrantz on December 26th of 1944 in New York, a tune titled Test Pilot, or Test Pilots, two parts are edited together. We had Lucky Thompson on tenor sax, Errol Garner on piano, Stuff Smith on violin, and George Wetling on drums. Some unusual bedfellows there, but some good music and some very different styles going through the solos. That was called the Lucky Thompson All-Stars, for what that's worth. Then we heard those two tunes by Georgie Auld and his orchestra. We heard Georgie Porgy and In the Middle. And on Georgie Porgy, we heard Trummy Young on trombone, along with Al Killian, the composer and arranger, on trumpet. Errol Garner taking a short piano solo. And then In the Middle, that Turk Van Lake arrangement, we heard Dizzy Gillespie on trumpet and Errol Garner on piano. And Georgie Auld on tenor sax on both of those, doing that kind of growly, shouty style, showing that he was listening to some of the later players, maybe not bebop players, but at least the later swing players as well. Those were recorded for Guild on February 7th of 1945. So I hope you enjoyed this program. We have one more tune. It's a sort of an extended one we're going to listen to. We've been listening to the music of Errol Garner here on the Jazz Focus. My name is John Clark. We're here together on WETF, the jazz station in South Bend, Indiana. Heard worldwide on Jazz Radio, WETF.org. So hope you're enjoying these programs, and we're going to finish up with a live recording of the Edgar Sampson tune Blue Lou. And this was taken from a Just Jazz concert, which was a series of concerts put on by the impresario Gene Norman in the late 40s. This was done at the Pasadena Civic Auditorium on April 29th of 1947 and released on either the Modern or the Fontana label. And in this band, we're going to hear Errol Garner, of course, on piano, Wardell Gray, who's given credit for being the leader, extensively playing on tenor sax. This was in his earlier band-leading career. He sounds very much like Lester Young. Red Callender on bass, Irving Ashby on guitar, and Jackie Mills on drums. So this will finish up our Errol Garner with the Band program. This is Blue Lou. Thank you very much. Tune in again next week. Thank you.